Hi, it's Alison from Sanctuary reflecting on the resurrection. Time after time after time, it comes to this: violence, destruction, despair, and death. This summer, Australia burned, and yet the Victorian government is logging state forests again. COVID-19 rampages the earth, and countries are digging mass graves. Men murder their own wives and children, but are sympathetically described in the media. Powerful religious types support oppressive governments, and Cardinal Pell has his conviction quashed. Millions die from tuberculosis and air pollution every year. Women and children are trafficked into slavery, and the world turns a blind eye. Violence, destruction, despair, and death, they are never very far away. And they never were. Time after time after time, when all seemed hopeless, when all seemed helpless, God brought forth life. In the beginning, all was chaos, yet God hovered over the chaos and spoke life into being and saw that it was good. It was good. And thus began a pattern that persisted through slavery in Egypt, exile in Babylon, and cruelty and injustice at home. Again and again and again, when all seemed hopeless, when all seemed helpless, when the people were living in darkness and the shadow of death, God brought forth life and saw that it was good. Into this story came Jesus, the Word of Life. He opened the eyes of the blind, and he gave voice to those who could not speak. He touched the untouchable, forgave the unforgivable, befriended the despicable. He preached against economic, political, and religious violence, and he showed the path to a different way. And so he brought life where there had been a living death. When the powers showed exclusivity, he broke bread with strangers. When the powers insisted on impossible rules, he healed someone on the Sabbath. When the powers demanded punishment, he scribbled in the dirt and offered forgiveness. And when the powers relegated authority to themselves, he commissioned ordinary men and women to do his work. When the powers sought a scapegoat, he offered up himself, and he guaranteed life and liberation for all. And so the powers of death killed him, yet they didn't know him, for even in the grave, even in death, God brought life. And this is what resurrection faith is all about. Over the waters of chaos, in the face of violence, in the depths of oppression, in the desert of despair, even in the face of death, God's life emerges. God's love prevails. And so hills leap like wallabies. Rivers laugh, forests clap, men dance and women sing. All creation celebrates as God's life triumphs over death and darkness again and again and again. For this is resurrection faith: to rest assured that God's faith in us is bigger than our doubts and our fears. To hold on to the hope that no matter how bleak things get, God will always bring life. To insist that God's life will prevail through suffering, death, and beyond. And to understand that the voiceless and the powerless are the ones to announce God's newness and God's life. And to entrust ourselves to the path of forgiveness and generosity, humility, love, hospitality, kindness, and community. No wonder the women ran to share the good news. No wonder they were awestruck and overwhelmed and yet overflowing with joy. This year, Easter dawns strange and dark and solemn, but resurrection faith demands that we respond with joy. We may not be able to gather in the flesh, but let us find new ways to share the good news. And when at unexpected times and in surprising places we encounter the risen Christ, let us not be afraid. Instead, let us trust in him, and let us insist with fierce hope that all will be well, and all will be well, and we will one day eat together at the table again. for creation, communion, liberation, restoration. These are all ours when we trust and follow Jesus through the horrors of the world, right into God's own life. So let us die to all the ways we let fear, doubt, and accusation shrivel us and diminish us. Let us die to all the ways we restrict, constrict, and deny life in all its fullness. Let us die to all the times we think this or this or this is hopeless and that God cannot prevail. Let us die to sin and let us rise with him, fully alive, extravagantly flourishing, wildly celebrating with Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. For Christ is risen and here. Amen. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website at sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you another time.